Hanuman, performed by Rodrigo y Gabriela with the band Cuba. This week's World Roots was presented by Lucy Duran and the producer was Roger Short. Well, World Roots returns in 2 weeks' time with another programme devoted to this year's World Roots Academy and its protege, the teenage Colombian accordion player, José Hernando. This is BBC Radio 3, broadcasting on 90 to 93 FM on digital radio. You can also listen to us live online in high-definition sound. It's just past 11, and time now for Jazz Lineup with Claire Martin.
The unmistakable sound of Jim Mullen with his reunion band, and today's concert set is from Jim, recorded just a couple of weeks ago at the Southport Winter's Weekend Jazz Festival. And Kevin DeGenre is here for another Now Is The Time feature, so what's it time to hear from again, Kevin?
A 1998 classic by the pianist Jerry Allen called The Gathering.
All that on this week's Jazz Lineup. Well, let's kick off today with something very much in the samba mode with Brazilian pianist singer Tania Maria, in a duo setting this time with bass ace Eddie Gomez. The empathy between these two is clearly evident on all the tracks, and I particularly love the way Tania Maria punctuates this opening track with squeals of delight, which probably only sounds cool if you're actually from Brazil. Music by Tania Maria and Correa Reis, this is Dear DV.
Thank you.
From Tania Maria's new album Tempo, that was the track Dear DV with Eddie Gomez on bass. Effortlessly cool as ever on all eight tracks, that CD is out now on the Nave label. We're just released from the Ronnie Scott's All Stars is the live CD called Jazz Classics. The All Stars are regular players at the club and are James Pearson, who plays the piano, Sam Burgess on the bass, Pedro Segundo on drums and Alex Garnett on saxophone. But it's vocalist Natalie Williams who's really knocked me out with this version of Bye Bye Blackbird, with absolute world-class scat singing, showing her tremendous musicality and ability to swing. I especially love the last chorus where James Pearson breaks into a cheeky stride feel. It's bound to put a smile on your face and encourage any scat-studying singers out there. Here's Ronnie Scott's All Stars with Bye Bye Blackbird.
Pack up all my cares and woes, here I go, singing low. Bye, bye, blackbird. Where somebody waits for me, sugar sweet and so is he. Bye, bye, blackbird. No one here can love and understand me. Oh, what heart like story they all end on me. Make me better light the light, I'll arrive late tonight. Blackbird. Sweet and so is he. Bye, blackbird. No one here can love and understand me. Oh, what a luck story they all hand me. Make my bed and light the light. I'll arrive late tonight.
my body. So do I undo the dip, so do the undo the dance, so be with a wee bit of so little, so deep you now. So this, so little, so little, so nobody but you know the hour. Sweet and so is he. Bye, blackbird, and no one here can love and understand me. All I've had love stories, they all handy. Make my bed a light the light. I'll arrive late tonight, blackbird. Bye, bye, oh blackbird, 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 oh blackbird.
Real feel-good factor to that version of Dixon and Henderson's Bye Bye Blackbird from the Ronnie Scott's All Stars, and that CD recorded live at the club, and it's out now on Ronnie Scott's Records. This is BBC Radio 3 and Jazz Lineup presented by me, Claire Martin. Welcome to Kevin Lejeune, who has another trusty CD from the past that it's time to rediscover. So, Kevin, tell us what you've got this week.
So, The Gathering, which was recorded by Jerry Allen in 1998, which I think is a great example of the magic that can happen when you get a fantastic soloist and composer coming together with a great producer. The producer in question being the legendary Tio Massira.
Mm. And a great band.
Yeah.
I mean, I've just been looking at the CD you're holding. I mean, they're all absolute stars. I mean, she's got everybody you can imagine. I love the Minu Sinelu's percussion throughout. I think really, I hadn't heard him before.
This obvious Miles Davis connection, obviously through Tio Massiro, who was one of Miles's most significant producers, Minu Sinelu, who worked with Miles. And I think at times you have this flavour of the kind of darkness and the edginess that you get in Bitches Brew. There are lots of edgy little breaks. I really, really like some of the changes. But I think first and foremost, as you rightly point out, it's an all-star band.
Mm.
But right in the middle of the all-star band, you have this engine, which is the trio, which is her.
Buster Williams.
Buster Williams sounds
amazing.
Great. And Lenny White on drums. And I think one of the reasons why there's such a powerful sound when you have the trio playing together, when you take the other instruments out, when you take the horns out, is because Buster Williams' bass is just so big and beefy.
Mm.
It really powers the whole thing
along. And a lot of these tunes, the bits we're going to hear especially, have got a riff running through them where you can just really dig in and just get... It's very, very sort of... it's a lot of tension to it, really.
It's funny, you wouldn't call this a quote-unquote fusion album or a soul jazz album, yet at the same time, I think Jerry Allen's Detroit roots, the fact that she grew up in Detroit and that her first gig was, I think, with the Supremes as a pianist, as a side person. All of that comes through. She's always engaged with rhythm and blues as well as playing all kinds of jazz from kind of mainstream to avant-garde. But I think you definitely get that soulfulness and that R&B feel popping up throughout.
Let's hear it now, Jerry Allen and The Gathering.
We'll be right back.
So there was that vamp, there were those kind of dark horns. I mean, it's quite epic. I mean, it's I would have liked to be driving and listen to this as well. I can imagine lots of sort of scenic kind of feel to it.
Just before this album, she recorded a record called Eyes in the Back of Your Head, which featured Ornette Coleman and Wallace Roney, who is the trumpeter on this record, who's also her husband. And she came to prominence in the 80s. I suppose a lot of people in this country probably first heard her playing with Steve Coleman and the whole M-Bass collective.
Yes.
But she'd recorded albums before that with people like Charlie Hayden and Paul Motion. Mm. So she already had a pedigree. And I think of all the stuff that she's recorded, this is probably the best one.
Let's play another piece. This one is called Light Matter. And this, again, really sort of leaning on Lenny White's he's doing a kind of marching snare thing to this, isn't he? And this, I thought the interplay was absolutely fantastic.
The way they're playing with the time feel is one thing. As we mentioned before, just the sheer depth of Buster Williams' sound. Because you really hear him now, just when he hits some of the lower notes. It's like this boom that comes up through the music and it just gives it this push. But also, as I mentioned right at the top of the conversation, there is this soul that comes through. Literally, I think the B section is either a sly reference to Bill Withers' Who Is He and What Is He to You?
Okay.
Or it's some variation on it. If you listen to it carefully, you think, I've heard that before, and I think it's Bill Withers.
Let's listen to it carefully. This is Jerry Allen, and this time the track's called Light Matter. Track Light Matter, taken from Jerry Allen's The Gathering. I'm talking to Kieran Lejeune about this album. You can really hear her sort of Herbie Hancock influences as well. And I know she's studied bebop with Kenny Barron. I mean, she's really taken in so many styles, isn't
tradition.
She? Yes,
absolutely.
A professor, no less, of course. So, wow, I heard a lot of Herbie in that as well.
Yeah, she's definitely coming from that place, as it were. And I think she's also influenced a lot by Bud Powell and Thelonious Monk. So there's the whole lineage there as well. I remember interviewing her, I think, round about the time this record came out, and she was waxing lyrical about Herbie Hancock and Bud Powell, but also Cecil Taylor as well.
So let's talk about the third piece, because I think this one was so haunting. Yeah. And I was listening to it again late last night, quite loud with headphones on, whilst my little girl was asleep next door, and there's these children's voices at the beginning, and it's so unusual, isn't it?
Well, what we should say is that the overall theme of the album is a family reunion.
Mm.
It's based specifically on this family reunion that took place in 1994. And you have Jerry Allen and Wallace Roney's children actually appearing on this record. If you listen to the little babyish voices, that's actually their children.
Aww.
So it's a celebration of family. And even though it has this, as we've been saying, this kind of moody, slightly edgy feel throughout the record, it also has a very, very dreamlike quality as well.
Yes, it does.
You use the word haunting. I think this track is almost rhapsodic in the way that they use the horns and the voices. And you get a sense of, I think, Jerry Allen trying to create this sense of, I mean, the track is called Angels, and it's almost a heavenly sound.
Yes,
with
it
is. With these really, really lovely, just drifting chords that she uses. And the other thing about the record from a technical point of view is that a lot of the horn arrangements, in fact, there's just brass She doesn't use a lot of reeds. Mm. It's mostly Wallace Roney's trumpet and Robin Eubanks's trombone. And I really, really like the way that they create this vaporous quality with the brass first. And then, towards the end of the piece, Dwight Andrews starts playing, it's either a piccolo or a flute, and it becomes very, very lyrical, the way that the texture changes from the brass to the brass and the reeds. It's very beautiful.
How was this album received, Kevin, by the critics? I mean, I would imagine...
I gave it a good review.
I'm sure you did.
I think it was very well received. I think it was definitely a question of her reaching full maturity as a composer. Mm. That she showed signs before of how well she could write as well as play. And this is the album where she writes all the tunes, she arranges them all, she has this great rapport with Tio Massiero, the
producer. Marries the trumpet player.
She marries the trumpet player, brings the kids in.
Yeah, bring the kids in.
And lo and behold, you've got a masterpiece.
Let's hear that track then, it's called Angels. From the album The Gathering, which is our featured Now's the Time CD, Kevin Legendre, Angels to finish. I mean, beautiful.
It's heavenly.
It really is. Do you think a lot of it was improvised?
I think some of the sounds, I think the idea was to have that absolutely lovely theme with some of these very stark sounds used as well, what they're doing with the reeds, and also what Buster was doing with the bowed bass, with the arco as well, which is really nice. And the children's voices. Little Wally and Little Lila, their children.
Little Wally?
Little Wally, yeah.
This is Wallace and Little Wally.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So it's a real classic, Now's the Time, and you've brought me something I've discovered, so thank you very much. I'm going to try hunt that down. And it's on Verve, so it shouldn't be that difficult.
On Verve came out in 1998.
Gerry Allen's The Gathering. A little bit of a clue as to next month's CD?
No.
No, nothing. You haven't worked it out yet, that's right.
Yeah, I haven't worked it out. It won't be a pianist.
Okay. But it might be another woman.
It might be another woman.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin. Accelerando is the title of the new CD from pianist and composer Vijay Iyer. It takes the listener on a journey from Ellington through the 70s funk and disco era to avant-garde and then to contemporary electronica, all neatly packaged into 11 tracks. The record was produced by Iyer, and making up his trio are double bassist Stefan Crump and drummer Marcus Gilmore. Let's hear a composition from Herbie Nichols, who also wrote Lady Sings the Blues, which was such a huge hit for Billie Holiday. This is his composition, Wildflower.
Thank you.
A real treat in dynamics from the Vijay Iyer Trio and their version of Herbie Nichols' Wildflower, taken from the latest released on the ACT record label, and it's called Accelerando. Well, our concert set this week on Jazz Lineup brings you one of our cherished members of the British jazz scene, Jim Mullen and his reunion quartet. We recorded that set at the Southport Jazz on a Winter's Weekend Festival at the start of this month. Before we hear from Jim, let's hear a few comments from the chairman of the festival, Jeff Matthews. This is the 8th festival and these are tricky financial times. We asked him, how does he do it?
We started 8 years ago with a policy of a festival that would have something familiar and something new, something you couldn't always just pop into your local jazz club. And we decided that we would try and find a niche in the festival market, one of which was the date, Jazz on a Winter's Weekend. So with the one exception of a recent Scottish festival that's popped up since, we were the only one on the block, which helps. And it's the time of the year, post-Christmas, everybody's fed up. And it's worked, and we've had increasing volume and sales every year. The real secret of this is the venue, not only the town, but the hotel, the Royal Clifton, because it's perfect for our kind of event where we can alternate rooms so customers, visitors are not just sitting there watching bands make ready. They don't have to do that. And then we decided we'd tag on a fringe thing to make it more interesting. So we have jazz art, jazz photography. We have a jazz shop, we invite local promoters, we invite other festivals to come and participate, which caused a few eyebrows, I'll tell you. In the early days, everybody said, why are you inviting other competitors? I said, because we're all in the same pond. We all have to support each other.
Very positive. Jeff Matthews, chairman of the 8th Southport Jazz on a Winter's Weekend. And so to the Jim Mullen Reunion Quartet. Before the set, we asked Jim what prompted him to put together this reunion.
Well, I mean, I knew Gary from way back because he had played in the Morrissey Mullen Band for a while. But I think it was actually his idea because he originally called me and said he would like to get a group together with Mick Hutton and myself. And we did a couple of gigs as a trio, actually, and it seemed to work really well. And I suggested Gareth because I'd been playing with Gareth in various combinations. And so we brought Gareth in and it just seemed to work. Everybody clicked together and... You know, we had a good run, but we sort of went our separate ways about 10 years ago. And we had made some records that had been very well received. I mean, I made an album of Robert Burns songs, which was, you know, quite well received. And we also did an album of cartoon music, which I called Animation, which went very well. But we'd gone our separate ways. And I played with Mick a couple of years ago on a gig, and he said, it'd be nice if we could get this band together again, you know, and do some things. I said, yeah, sure. So he went ahead and booked this whole tour and managed to get everyone together. And I persuaded the guy at my record company to record this band and to just put my organ trio aside for one album. Although I'll be going back to that after this, but it was fun. I mean, the record worked out really good and it was just great to play with these great musicians again, you know. So as far as I'm concerned, it's the usual mix of things that you wouldn't normally hear in a jazz performance. You know, I like to find repertoire from every possible source, really, you know.
Jim Mullen. And so to the set. Gareth Williams is playing the piano, Mick Hutton on bass and Gary Husband on drums. The maestro himself, Jim Mullen, of course, on guitar.
This is my reunion quartet. We're on tour and we're promoting a new CD. It's called String Theory and we're going to start the first set off with something from the Billie Holiday repertoire. It's a great song called You've Changed, but we've changed also, so it's a new arrangement. So. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. That was a composition by Max Middleton called Song for Carla. It's actually for Carla Bley, and we'd like to continue with a Carla Bley composition, also from our CD. This one is called Dreams So Real. Thank you.
You're listening to Jim Mullen and his reunion quartet on Jazz Lineup.
Okay, I'd like to slow things down, play a ballad for you. This is a beautiful song written by John Lennon. It's called Love Is Real. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, we're going to finish up this first set with an old Scottish folk song. You may not have noticed, but I'm Scottish. I know it's hard to tell sometimes, but this is something that we used to sing in school when I was a five-year-old, and it stayed with me ever since, but we've changed it, of course. This one is called Over the Hills and Far Away. You might know it. Thank you. Thank you.
The traditional song Over the Hills and Far Away, played by Jim Mullen on guitar, Gareth Williams on the piano, Mick Hutton on bass and Gary Husband on drums. And that was recorded at the Southport Jazz on a winter's weekend at the beginning of this month for Jazz Lineup. There's lots of jazz across the BBC in the coming week. Check out Jamie Cullum next Tuesday at 7 o'clock on Radio 2 when he's playing an hour of classic jazz and new releases. Well, he's been crowned by many critics as the next male vocal jazz star, and indeed Wynton Marsalis has gone on record to call him a fantastic singer. I'm talking about Brooklyn-based Gregory Porter, whose star now seems to have at last truly risen after many hard years working away at his craft in the States. He's a charming and sincere person and performer with a warm and soulful voice that's versatile and rich. This track is from his new release, Be Good. Now, I've found it lyrically irresistible, and I'm sure any parent listening would very much welcome their daughter's prospective beau to turn up and say these words.
Well, maybe you know why I'm here. Your daughter and I have been dating for some time now, and you've always been real, real nice to me. I look at your family pictures, and I realize that I want the same thing, too. I almost feel like I could call you Mama and Daddy. Really, that's what I'm here to talk about. Mama, don't you worry about your daughter, 'cause you're leaving her in real good hands. I'm a real good man. Now the picture of this man is slowly coming into view. Papa, don't you fret and don't forget that one day you was in my shoes. Somehow you paid your dues. Now you're the picture of the man that I someday wanna be. I know it's hard watching the changes in our lives, but I wanna make your daughter my wife. Mama, don't you worry about your daughter, 'cause you're leaving her in real good hands. I'm a real good man. Now the picture of this love is slowly coming into view. Papa, don't you fret and don't forget that one day you was in my shoes. Somehow you paid your dues. Now you're the picture of the man that I someday wanna be. I know it's hard watching the changes in our lives, but I wanna make your daughter my wife. Oh, mama, don't you worry about your daughter, 'cause you're leaving her in real good hands. I'm a real good man. Now the picture of this love is surely coming in. Don't forget that one day you was in my shoes. Somehow you paid your dues. Now you're the picture of the man that I someday wanna be. And the picture of this man is surely coming into view.
and the picture of my wife is slowly coming into view. And the picture of this love is surely coming into view. Yeah, the picture of this love is surely coming into view. And I'm sure not sure that's exactly what I want.
Real Good Hands, written and sung by Gregory Porter, with Chip Crawford on piano, Aaron James on bass, Emmanuel Harold on drums, Kayan Harold playing the flugelhorn solo, Yosuke Sato on alto sax, and Tiven Pennicott on tenor sax. And that's taken from his new CD, Be Good, and well-earned success for Gregory Porter. May his luck continue throughout this year. Well, the last track for today is from veteran octogenarian pianist Ahmed Jamal. His use of space and rhythm has created many haunting musical landscapes throughout his career, and this latest CD, Blue Moon, mixes some new self-penned titles alongside some more familiar standard fare. His compositions influence Miles Davis and John Coltrane, Miles often referring to him as his favourite pianist, and apparently he instructed his pianist to play like Jamal. Here's Dizzy Gillespie's Woody and You. Thank you. Dizzy Gillespie's Woody and You, played by Ahmed Jamal on piano with Reginald Veal on bass, Heron Riley at the drums and Manola Badrina on percussion. And that's taken from the recently released album Blue Moon, out now on Jazzbook Records. Well, that's it for this week. Next week, join Kevin Legendre, who will be in Southampton for Music Nation with the Julian Joseph Trio in concert as part of a nationwide weekend of live events across the UK on the 3rd and 4th of March 2012 as part of the BBC's contribution to the London 2012 Festival and the Cultural Olympiad. For Jazz on 3, tomorrow night, Jez Nelson presents up-and-coming UK big band Beats and Pieces. Till next time from me, Claire Martin. Bye-bye.